It would have been a whole lot easier if Jesus would have waited to heal the blind man on a Wednesday or a Thursday. There would have been a lot less drama, but then the story would have been a lot less interesting. Jesus walking along, seeing a blind man, he could have greeted him and then said, "Hello there, dear blind man from birth. How about I meet you tomorrow? Same time, same place. I have a plan of sight for you." But no, this is not Jesus' way. He is about God's mission and ministry in the world. There is no time to waste. Why? In that incredible story I just read, verse 4, "We must work the works of him who sent me while it is still day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." This sounds like foreshadowing. Jesus is on his walk to the cross. There is work to do. I pause in the narrative here. I wonder what it must have been like for our amazing Jesus, so pulled by love of the neighbor, God love, not just human skin on love, like I share with our children when they are here, right? That's how we describe Jesus, as God with skin on love. But God love, the God so loved the world love. Right, back to the blind man. There is no time to waste. Just like in the last two stories we've been hearing the last 2 weeks, those of us gathered here for worship. Ah, yes, a bit of review for us all. Whether you've been listening out in Radio Land or here or wherever, taking notes, those of you who are confirmation kids, no worries. I'll catch you up. Pastor Craig, sitting over here, has been unpacking for us the stories of Jesus on God's mission and ministry. Story number one. It didn't matter that you were a feared legal expert of the community, trapped by your own superiority. Who was this again? Ah, yes, Nicodemus, coming in the dark of night, knocking on the door, asking those really good questions. Jesus could have said, "Not now. Go away. I'm tired. You don't really care about the people of your community, Nicodemus." But Jesus knew Nicodemus was worth the time because God so loved, and therefore every encounter was necessary. No time to waste. It was a God moment for Jesus to speak of being born of water and of the Spirit. Nicodemus. Story number two. It didn't matter that you were a shunned woman who knew nothing but prejudice and heartbreak, hiding at the well at the noon of the day. Who is this again? Ah, the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus, tired out by his journey, scripture says, is sitting by a well, and the Samaritan woman comes along to draw water. Jesus could have taken a nap, pulled his hood over his eyes, could have said, "I'm not going there today," because he knew what could happen. Man talking to woman in Jesus' ancient days. Not Jesus. Not our Jesus. The woman needed Jesus, and Jesus, the God so loved the world, Jesus offered the woman what she needed. Living water. Water and spirit, living water. Okay, where did we leave off with the blind man? Oh yes, no time to waste. So scripture has Jesus seeing the blind man. Before anything happens, it's like the disciples, they know what's gonna happen. They know Jesus by now. They know he is going to heal this guy. Plus, the disciples being the disciples. Jesus has not said a word. He has not yet made a move. And what flies out of the disciples' mouths? They ask the unkind question. Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Do you think Jesus just wants to say at this point? Neither, Jesus says. Then Jesus says something very interesting. He says, he was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. I give my study Bible credit here and find it very helpful. Here's my shout out. Find yourself, folks, a good study Bible. In other words, my study Bible, adversity is an opportunity for the works of God. This sounds like it was written for March 2020. Jesus sees the blind man. Here is an opportunity for mission and ministry of God so loved the world. No time to waste, said Jesus of Nicodemus, Jesus of woman at the well. Night is coming. Spit and ground makes mud. Quite creative, this Jesus. So far, nothing is said between the man and Jesus, but as mud is spread on the man's eyes, Jesus says, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means what did we read in Scripture? Sent. How does the blind man get to the pool? His eyes are covered in mud. Can he see yet? Scripture does not say. The man born blind is sent by Jesus with mud in his eyes to the pool, whose name means sent, to wash. I love this story. It's a great story. Washes, comes back, able to see. The people around are not sure it is him. Is this the blind beggar? Adversity is an opportunity for the works of God. All right, just when you think the story is pretty good, Scripture adds another fascinating wrinkle. Who knows what this is? What day is it in the story? It's the seventh day. These unbelieving people take the man born blind who now can see to whom? The Pharisees. Remember a couple stories ago who was a Pharisee? Nicodemus. So now we know a little bit about who these people are because we know a little bit who Nicodemus was. But he was all that and knew all that. So do these Pharisees. When the man born blind who now can see retells his story, the Pharisees can't believe this is Jesus, the one sent from God, because surely the one sent from God would not heal on the Sabbath. Mm-mm. Healing on the Sabbath is a sin, and God does not sin. A sinner, besides that, cannot perform signs, would not perform signs. It is the man born blind who now can see that gives true testimony to who Jesus is by finally saying this. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. This was the whole point, and the Pharisees were missing it again. They couldn't see what was right in front of them. Adversity is the opportunity for the works of God. So here's our review. Man born blind. Jesus sees man born blind. No time to waste. Jesus takes mud, puts it on the blind man's eyes, sends him to wash in the pool, named after the word sent. Blind man comes back, now can see. Blind man who can see tells others. Tells them what? I was blind, now I see. Jesus is accused of healing on the Sabbath and therefore being a sinner and being not from God. The Pharisees refuse to see who God is. Great story for today, March 2020. The man born blind is the opportunity for the works of God. Not because he sinned, just because he is. God uses what is. You, dear people, you are the opportunity for the works of God. At the beginning of Lent, we were reminded of our muddiness, reminiscent of our story today. At creation, we came from dust, and we were created good, but we are also sinners in need of a Savior. God so loved the world that God sent a Savior, Jesus. And in these stories of Nicodemus, of the woman at the well, of the man born blind, we are shown God's mission and ministry, driven with no time to waste by his God so loved the worldness. We are shown how God responds to adversity as opportunity for the works of God. COVID-19 is requiring us to respond as Jesus did, by loving our neighbor through adversity in creative, spiritually connected, prayerful, generous ways that stretch definition going up. If only it was as easy as making mud, touching one another's eyes, and washing in a pool. It is not. But God is our God, and we are God's people. We do not fear. Rather, we care for one another by washing our hands, spending these next week peacefully in our homes, offering support to all those who are essential for the safety and security of our community, and following the guidance of those in leadership. May our eyes be opened to how we may model God's love in this anxious world. May our prayer be that God continually lead the way today and every day to a ministry of opportunity we cannot see on our own. Open our eyes, dear Lord. Amen.